Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, I'm going to talk about something the Texans need to do in order to avoid a complete disaster. They didn't do it this year, but they need to do it coming up. We're going to do that in 5 minutes. We're also going to talk about why Clemson's a lucky football team for their fast food fix. But before we do that, as promised, Pavetex Rob has been talking all kinds of crap. I'm talking smack about the lack of originality of my man Money Mike, one of my favorite loopholes. Probably my favorite loophole. Pavetex is at least top 200. But Pavetex is joining us right now, and since he's Mr. Originality, he's going to channel his inner Lil Flip and show that he is the freestyle king. He's requested Drank Up In My Cup by Swisha House to rap over. So I'm just going to throw topics his way about what happened this week, and we're going to see if he chokes or if Pavetex rises to the occasion and wrote a check that he can actually cash. You ready, Pavetex?
The cream rises to the top, brother. What it do? What it do?
All right, here we go. All right, starting right now, Kansas City Chiefs versus Colts.
Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, you got Mahomes. He likes to catch up. Water burger, baby. Yeah, you know there's something in this cup. Man, hold up. You know he's the best. I hope he puts the Patriots what to rest.
Rams.
Yeah,
Rams,
we need a
Rams,
new
Rams.
West is the best. I'm coming through. Yeah, we smell like the zest. I'm a freestyle king. I'm Aaron in H-Town.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
You threw the choke on him?
That was bad. By the way, you know in Chopped and Screwed music, Pavetex, they don't chop and screw their own voice. So just because you got the Chopped and Screwed instrumental doesn't mean you try to chop and screw your own voice.
They do that
what
post.
Was that? That was absolute garbage.
It was all right.
Texans didn't bring in a quality backup last year, in my opinion, with Brandon Whedon. I think this year
they didn't need him.
You dodged. Well, you needed your quarterback to take a 14-hour bus ride in order to play. I think they need to take this serious. Mike Meltzer brought this up earlier on in Mad Radio. He suggested the name Tyrod Taylor. I really do think that the Texans dodged a bullet by Deshaun Watson playing every single game.
You think it could have gotten ugly?
It could have gotten ugly, and I think that they need to do the old Jeff Ingunny. What's my favorite line?
Don't ignore victory, which you wouldn't ignore in defeat.
Don't ignore the fact that Deshaun Watson was healthy this year, and bring back Brandon Whedon. Bring in a better backup. I agree with Mike on that. I thought that was a very, very solid
take.
Yeah,
I do agree.
All right, fast food. It was a big topic yesterday at the station. It's a big topic in my life because, as I've said, I have a fast food addiction. I'm addicted to fast food. I don't like it, but I accept it. I'm open about it. I think it's harder to quit fast food than it is heroin or crack cocaine, because a heroin addict doesn't have to sit there.
Much.
Well, I'm just telling you this right now. I'm trying to explain myself, John. when you're watching sports like I do all the time, if I were a heroin addict, during the breaks of my sports commercials, I wouldn't see heroin commercials. I wouldn't see a crack commercial, but I got to see a freaking Taco Bell commercial about burritos. I got to see a Whataburger commercial about cheeseburgers. I got to see KFC talking about these new freaking chicken and waffles they got. Mm-hmm. I got to see Subway talking about these sandwiches. As a fast food addict, it is the most difficult life to live. I wish I would have been addicted to heroin instead, because then it would be easier to get rid of my habit.
I don't know if I agree with that part. I really don't think that's true, because heroin is chemically addicted. Fast food.
So is fast food.
No, it's emotionally addictive.
No.
There's
got to be some sort of chemicals
in there. I'm sure
there's
to a degree, but it's not
have
like
you had
crack.
Taco Bell's Taco or, Supreme?
It tastes like everything else on
no,
the menu.
No, it doesn't. It's the worst opinion ever. It's the worst opinion ever.
It is strong. You heard Figgy agree with me, but with his laugh.
Just name a fast food place. I'll tell you what I'd order there right now.
Okay, let's Jack go. In the Box.
Jack in the Box, I'd go with the monster breakfast sandwich, two tacos, a large unsweet tea, and let me get an egg roll, please.
All right, Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, Am I on the Chick-fil-A diet yet, or am I pigging out?
No, you're eating.
All right, let me get a number one, no pickles, large size. Let me get about five barbecue sauce, and go ahead, throw another chicken sandwich with no pickles on there, please. And I'll take a diet lemonade.
I'm gonna throw some curveballs at you now.
No, you can't.
Oh no, but you are.
I got it all down.
I think
you
do.
I got an addiction.
I think you do frequent this place, Burger King.
Oh, Burger King. I'm gonna get that number five, large.
What's
size.
What's number five? Anybody can say number five.
Nah, it's their double quarter pounder.
Okay.
It's a double quarter pounder. And get a large fry and then throw in, 10 nuggets for a dollar. Let me throw one of those in there too. Give me some barbecue.
All right. I'm trying to get some curveballs here.
You, bro.
Five Guys.
Five Guys. Dude, it's at Five Guys, you just get the double cheeseburger and then they have all the, I don't even consider Five Guys fast food because you can't drive through.
All right.
But then you can just throw whatever toppings on there because they're all free.
Raising Cane's.
Raisin Cane's got to get the Caniac combo.
Oh, of course.
With the unsweet tea.
Of course.
Caniac combo. That's the six piece with the toast. I'm telling you, I got an addiction.
Wendy's.
Oh, Wendy's, you got to get that number seven ketchup only, large size, and then throw in some spicy nuggets, too, because the spicy chicken sandwich goes hard, especially when they do it right.
What's the number seven?
Spicy chicken sandwich. Should be, yeah.
White Castle.
White Castle, don't really mess with the White Castle, man, too.
You know?
Nah, I don't really
They're
mess
They're not
with
here,
them.
But I figured since you lived in Cleveland.
I'd just go with the number two if I were doing all that.
That'd be my thing. Well, how do you feel about Subway?
Subway goes in. That just depends on it. Sometimes you get some turkey. Sometimes you got to get the tuna. Always got to be on wheat. Sometimes I'll even mix it up and go with the meatball sandwich if I'm feeling crazy.
KFC.
KFC. I'm going to get the honey barbecue wings with a side of mac and cheese. Let me get a side of the mashed potatoes with gravy as well, and throw in one of those buffalo chicken snackers, please.
Man, you would be my
I'm
like,
telling you,
you'd
bro.
Be like my phone a friend on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire
I'm
if there
telling
was a
you.
Fast food Sonic.
Sonic, you got to go with the extra long cheese coney. We were talking about hot dogs earlier, just large size it. Go easy on that ice because y'all get a little bit too cocky about that. It ain't that good. And just let me get like a diet soda or something like that.
Two more.
All right, go ahead. I'm just telling you.
Arby's.
Oh, Arby's, you got to go with the beef and cheddar, the large size beef and cheddar, large size with the curly fries. You're set there. You don't need much more than that.
All right. No, you haven't been. I'm a Culver's guy, but you haven't been to that.
I really
Dairy Queen. Culver's.
Oh, Dairy Queen, you got to go with those steak fingers because nobody has the steak fingers. So you got to get the steak fingers and throw you in a little Oreo cookie blast.
I'm legendary.
Telling you, dude.
That's
I'm addicted
legendary.
To fast food. I don't know what
but
the deal
it's emotional.
Is.
It's an emotional addiction.
I don't know if it's emotional. I think there's some stuff in fast food that they're putting in there that's making me want it like crack.
Mm-hmm.
Like crack. I just don't know what to do with it. Speaking of fast food, Clemson was fed fast food at the White House yesterday. A lot of people made a big deal about this. I thought it was a pretty funny thing, and it seemed like the kids liked it.
Well, they liked it. They didn't have, because the government shut down, they didn't have all their line cooks that they normally would do for big events like that. They just had like the personal chefs. So, yeah, sure. Why not? By the way, Cindy in Kingwood has a very good text for you.
Okay.
Are the foods you put in your mouth doing more to serve your immediate desires or your future desires?
I mean, obviously immediate.
Right. So that's why you have to.
That's why. But the thing about it, Cindy, is I'll go on, and these guys that work with me know, I'll go on 3 weeks of the strict. I'm on a 2 week diet till we go to the Super Bowl.
Right.
I'm on a 2 week intense strict. Diet. Strict. Strict, strict, strict. Like only water, and I'm eating as healthy as possible. But yeah, I agree with you. If I looked at my like
you should weigh 300 pounds.
I should.
You should look like my last co-host.
Look, and I don't know. And the reality of the situation is though, I'm blessed to be tall, so I don't get fat.
You got that metabolism though. A lot of tall people are fat.
Yeah.
Taco Cabana, Stacy, hot take Stacy.
Taco Cabana, you got to go with that fajita platter that they got with the chicken, and then you got to throw in a soft chicken taco too. Just telling you, man, I got this down. Coming up next, I've given Sean Pendergast some homework. He's going to connect the Texans to Sunday's game. The top five connections for your Houston Texans and the four teams we'll see on Sunday. That's next in the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.